sometimes there is such a situation that a person is invited to Bezrat Hashem, two individuals that Baruch Hashem getting married, but is being performed by a rabbi who is a reform or conservative. If there would be intermarriage question, that unfortunately some of the reform rabbis, let's say there is interfaith marriages, they bring reform on the one hand, reform rabbi, and on the other hand they have some kind of a clergy from the other faith, you know, it's only, you know, individuals who are involved with being cameraman and photographers, you could ask them, that tell you how often they get invited to such types of weddings, that you have a Jew on the one hand, and then on the other hand you have either Muslim and Christian clergy also coming to attend, being that it's being performed by, one time one of them told me, there was three of these clergies. You have the Reform Rabbi, Muslim clergy, and then the Christian clergy, all three of them together, being that there was already another type of an intermarriage between Muslim and Christian, and then over here, to the Jew, three of them attended. Barmin al-Rahman said, there's no question, even if they would be performed by a Reform or a conservative rabbi, then there is nothing to discuss. You cannot attend. Let's say, how does the conservative get involved? Let's imagine, by them, they also changed the halakha from the Torah, that the Judaism passes down, the Shevatim goes based on the father. Lemishbechotam levet avotam. Levet avot, bet avot means from the father. You could know if it's from Shevet Shimon, Reuven, Levi, Kohen, etc. So, but Judaism itself passes down through the mother. Whether somebody is a Jew or not goes based on the mother. If the mother is a Jew, so then the son or the daughter is a Jew. Conservative movement, they change the rule. So they say, nothing doing. If the father is Jew, the mother could be a Goya, the child they consider a Jew anyway. And, you know, the opposite also. By them, there is no problem. They change many of the rules. Let's say by them, even though it's a pasuk mefurash in the Torah, Isha gerusham Isha lo ikachu, a Kohen cannot get married to a divorcee, they change the rule. Veto. They have a veto party. Barmin al-Rahman al-Islam. So therefore, the Torah says that a Kohen cannot get married to a divorcee, no problem by them. A person, let's say over here, a couple of years ago, there was such a case that a young man who was, the father was a Jew, the mother a non-Jew, and she did not do a proper conversion, nothing doing. You know, so the man said, so this young man is a goy. So he was dating a Jewish girl. So at the end of the day, is a goy dating a Jewish girl. So they got married by a conservative rabbi. Nobody would be allowed to attend. Anytime that there is such a thing that a Jew is getting married to a non-Jew, I feel if it's there is a, such a kind of conversion, reform or conservative, their conversion, as I mentioned last time, is not considered to be a conversion. So once that's the case, a Jew is getting married to a non-Jew, what type of celebration is that? You are going to encourage to dance by such a wedding, to attend such a chuppah, Rahman al-Islam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. So how can we attend and in such a function? So therefore, that's given and granted. Once there is such a marriage, such a union, there is no such marriage anyway, it doesn't require a get. If a Jew gets married to a non-Jew, they could be living, they could have Rahman al-Islam kids also, there is no requirement of get, there is no, you know, they just have to separate from each other. Anyway, but there is such a thing that Lehalacha, Rav Ovadia writes, that if there was such a case, and they are willing to, not to encourage them, but if they, after the fact, it's already been time, if the husband is a Kohen, nothing to discuss, but if the husband is Israel, and they have already kids, they are willing to commit to complete absolute Judaism. That means they are willing to fulfill all the mitzvot, both the husband and the wife. Doesn't matter who is the non-Jew. At the end of the day, if they are willing to send their kids to yeshiva, they are willing to commit to all the mitzvot. So there is such a thing to encourage them to convert once it's been done. And as long as they are going to 100% keep the entire Judaism absolutely properly. So then, and it cannot be one party is willing, the other one not. This is not such a conversion. Both of the parties have to be willing to commit, and then the kids, they're going to also, let's say, sent to yeshiva or convert them if the mother is a non-Jew. So then there is such a thing to encourage them to do conversion after the fact. No, if the father is a Kohen, being that a Kohen cannot get married, there is limitations. One of the limitations, he cannot get married to a divorcee, he cannot get married to a convert. So therefore, there is no such thing that, so that marriage, nothing to discuss. They have to, if he wants to do teshuvah, as a Kohen, he would have to let go. So the pshat is that the question over here Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef has is regarding a case that a Reform rabbi is performing, or a conservative rabbi for that matter. So what is this? What is this here? So let me mention to you a major, major point. He brings the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he says, "She'ein la'aniach le'rav reformi levarech beracha achad me'aberachot ha'nisuin, tachat ha'chupa." Let's imagine, forget about that he is the Mesadik Kiddushin. Let's say he's invited from one of the sides. Really, you should not allow him to get one of the berachot under the chuppah. What's the reason? Afilu besu'udat sheva berachot. Even the su'udot of sheva berachot, which is after. Ve'im birech, ein birkato kelum. Ve'in la'anod acharav, amen. Sha'are hu kofer, ve'etzlo ha'beracha hi kedivarim be'alma. Listen here. Mamash is a major, major Kiddush. Like this. You see, if you have a reform individual, conservative individual, no bracha, no problem. He wants to say a bracha, you answer amen. If a person, Lachman al-Islan, he doesn't know any better. He's a Jew. At the end of the day, he's a Jew born from a Jewish mother. He works on Yom Kippur. He works on Shabbat. He eats terefot, nevelot, shekasim, remasim. He comes and says a bracha, you answer amen. He doesn't know any better. Comes the conservative rabbi or reform rabbi, as opposed to conservative Jew and reform Jew. That's one category. Conservative rabbi or reform rabbi, he says, "Ein birkato kelum." Harav Ovadia also has a teshuva similar to this, that the beracha of a conservative rabbi or reform rabbi is not a beracha. When he says, "Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam," it's not a beracha. He doesn't believe. Mamash, they took a statistic a couple of years ago. Only 11% of reform rabbis believe in the existence of God. The rest, business. So what are you talking? He is 11% only believe in existence of God. So, and they don't, so therefore comes over here, if he says a beracha, you don't answer amen. So the question is as follows. So the marriage that they perform is automatically pasul. Why? Because they get edim pesulim. So somebody recently asked me, and I asked Gedola Poskim this question. Should we get involved if the marriage is being performed by a reform or a conservative rabbi? That means he's the Mesadik Kiddushin. Should we make a decision who's going to be the edim? As far as the reform or conservative rabbi, it doesn't matter for them. They could get whoever it is. You know, Shomer Torah Mitzvot, not Shomer Mitzvot, as far as the edim is concerned. If once a person is not committed to Torah and its values, you cannot be a kosher witness. You cannot be a kosher witness. So the question is, once the conservative rabbi is performing, the edim is what makes it happen. So should you get involved? So okay, that aspect you cannot do anything about. So should you? So the amen, you cannot answer amen. So that's another question. So but the question is, the edim, so let's say it's a person's cousin, and he wants to make sure that the witnesses are kosher witnesses, that the marriage should be a kosher marriage. So what about this? So the halacha is as follows. If chalila v'chas, 2 years, 10 years, 5 years, whatever it is down the road, these two want to separate, are they going to get kosher get, or bichlal, they are going to go again to the reform rabbi, conservative rabbi, or they're only going to get civil divorce, not a kosher get? So you are not helping them. That is mamash. If down the road, Rahman al-Islam, more than 50% Bar Minan of the marriages, I think 60, 70% Bar Minan Rahman al-Islam, ends up in divorce. So if they're going to get divorced, they're going to go to get kosher get, or bichlal, the guy is going to not be willing to give a get. Sometimes the husbands are like this. They become stubborn. They are not willing to give a get. So you are not therefore helping them. Then the lady that is going to get married again, the child is going to be mamzer. The marriage is a ni'uf. So the bottom line is all depends on this question. Otherwise, leave things as it is. Leave it alone. If you know that you cannot control the husband, Khalil Abakhas, if the case gets severe, so leave things alone. So that is the Nekuda that is being discussed at this point. Amizah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that the entire Jewish people. people should be zoche to come back under Kanfei HaShechinah.